Land Rover is showcasing a catalogue of advanced technologies, collectively known as the E-Terrain system, that reduce both fuel consumption and CO2 emissions, while also improving the breadth of capability of Land Rover's 4x4 vehicles. Together, they contribute to a potential 30% improvement in fuel economy over a current vehicle of similar size and performance. And most of the technologies will be available on Land Rover production models starting in the next few years. Within a week, the city would really have broken down. Police stations would be isolated with their phones not working, and pretty soon their radio batteries would lose their charge as well. No one could call for ambulances, for their radio or phone links would be out too. A few people might try walking to hospitals, but there wouldn't be much there. No x-rays, no refrigerated vaccines or blood, no ventilation, no lighting. As the blackout spread, the nation's ports would have closed, with no electricity to run the cranes that move their large containers, and no way to check electronic inventories. The military might try to guard fuel convoys, but with their own vehicles running low on fuel, that wouldn't last long. If the blackout was worldwide, isolation would intensify. The internet and all email would have gone down very quickly. Next, the phone lines. Finally, the last television and radio broadcasts would end. HP delivers vital technology for business and life. The company's solutions span IT infrastructure, personal computing and access devices, global services and imaging and printing for consumers, enterprises and small and medium businesses.